Illinois Secretary of State's office, Dave Drucker. Dave, good to hear your voice. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John, and thank you for your kind comments this morning.
It
was a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, likewise, sir. So speaking of the new year, are the Secretary of State's offices now open where they previously were not? What's changed in the last week?
We opened on the 4th of January for full service for all of our customers in the state of Illinois. And we would strongly encourage people to hold off because the driver's licenses are good now until June 1st. So there's really no reason anyone needs to wait outside in the cold weather unless they have an extenuating circumstance with the license.
Or you're willing to wait in line.
First-time drivers, for example, would need or somebody needs to renew their license that has some issues, tickets or something like that would have to do testing.
So if my license expires between now and you said June 1st, and say I get pulled over or I need to demonstrate that I'm 21, and they say, hey, your license is expired, I get to say, no, because of COVID-19, these expired licenses are good until
That's
June?
That's correct. We've reached out to law enforcement throughout the country to explain that. We discussed this with TSA, so people won't have problems getting on airplanes either to the extent of people are traveling now. Those are legitimate. That's a legitimate date, June 1st, for
June 1st.
Illinois driver's licenses. This was something Secretary White implemented, John, because we're in January in Illinois, and we have cold weather this time of year. We don't want people waiting outside.
But they do. So
there. But
I've seen the videos, and I've heard from friends who were a little ticked that they were waiting outside in line for sometimes over an hour for whatever their extenuating circumstance is. Or maybe they didn't realize they couldn't go inside. Why are you...
I thought we made a pretty aggressive effort to let people know that these licenses are good for some time. And most people can renew the sticker, the registration sticker on the back license plate. Most people can do that online, although if people do have to do an EPA test, they have to do that before they can get it, but we're trying to make this as convenient as possible, and obviously the weather can be pretty nasty here, but again, if you have a situation where you just have a driver's license and there's no issues involved, it is good until June 1st. There's no reason to wait outside.
I don't know if you like this, but I went downtown, and at the Secretary of State's office in the State Building, it was in and out. There was not a line there. There were not a lot of people. And I know that's not convenient for a lot of people, but if you want to go to the one in the, was it the, not the Thompson Building, but the State of Illinois, what is it, the County Building? I don't know, the one downtown. There was not a line for that. I was in and out in a matter of minutes.
Unfortunately, our two facilities in the loop right now are closed. The Thompson Center facility on the lower level there, of the James R. Thompson Center is closed because the building is closed, so we're not able to bring people in. And then the express facility that's in the Pedway at 69 West Washington, the county controls that building, and they're closed, so we're not able to open that one either.
You know what I'm thinking
either.
Of is the City of Chicago for your vehicle stickers, and if you go to the City Hall, it's expedited because folks just aren't there. I'm sorry, but why? So it would seem to me, Dave, this would be my advice. Thanks for asking. Saturday and Sunday, you guys ought to open up 10 hours a day, Saturdays and Sundays, especially if you're not going to see people inside. I don't know. I guess I would have had this comment even before the pandemic, but wouldn't it make sense for you guys to have extended hours on weekends?
Well, if your listeners go to the website, cyberdriveillinois.com, I think they'll see that many of the facilities are open on Saturdays, in addition to maintaining schedules during the week. Part of the issue becomes a question of paying overtime and what the office budget allows. We have not gone to the idea of a Sunday facility openings, but, you know, as you present it, you know, maybe it's something, you know, that we should look at. We're open to all ideas.
Okay. What about
this? I just would remind your listeners that, you know, we're limited, you know, in terms of what the budget is, what the General Assembly has approved for us, you know, and it's very difficult to, you know, put in tons of overtime and try to stay within that budget. The state's in pretty dire financial straits.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Now.
All right, this is Joe. You're on WGN Radio. Joe, what can we do for you? What's your question?
Good morning. True or false, if your license is expired and you still have to take the test, can you do that online?
If your license has expired, no. If you have to do testing, you would need to come in.
But I mean, wait a minute, your license is expired, so you got to get it renewed, and that requires a test. But you said
again, June 1st, though. The license is good until June 1st.
Right, so regardless, so Joe, you're good. For what, right? As long as you don't have a bunch of tickets or some extenuating circumstance, you're good until June 1st.
Yes, I was aware of that, but through hearsay, they said that I can take the test online, and I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, right. Can you go ahead and go online and do it, Dave?
No, not at this point.
Okay, Joe, there's your answer. Thanks for the call.
Not at this point. Joe's license is good until June 1st, but if he's got to do some kind of testing, he would need to come into the facility.
Well, then what about this kind of testing? Tim, you're on.
But again, it can be done then in May when the weather's better.
Hey, Tim, you're on WGN. I got it, Dave. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
I have a question. I had to get my license renewed in June. I had to get a vision test. I went through the process, and I asked the gentleman, you know, when am I going to get my vision test? He said, oh, we don't have to do that. Since then, I've heard you discuss that, you know, you don't have to do the vision test sometimes. Now, my wife has to get hers renewed in the end of March, and she has to do the vision test. Can she just renew it online without the vision test, or does she have to go in for the vision test?
She would have to go in, but she would not have to do the vision test. We're working on trying to increase the number of people who can be able to renew online, and we're trying to get someone in that category in the near future to be able to do that. But at this point, she still would have to come in, okay. But she would not have to do the vision test.
Tim, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go from you to Jeanette. You're on WGN. Jeanette, how can we help you?
Good morning to both of you. Last February, I received my real ID, and lately, it has been lost, so I sent for another. When the mail came, the other one was my old one. How do I get back to the real one that I only had this last year?
So they sent you the previous driver's license and not the real ID?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would apologize for that, ma'am. This is the first time I've heard of that. we could talk off to the side, and let me see if we can figure out what occurred there. And
can she call? Yeah, that sounds like an odd circumstance. Okay, Jeanette, stay there, and maybe we'll get you a little personal service here. We can't do that for everybody. Mike, what was your question? You're on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, my question. Good morning. My question is, my license plate sticker is due, but before I get the sticker, I have to go get the emissions done on the car. But all the locations are closed. Are they waiving that right now?
Good question. We've had long discussions with EPA over this. I'm not sure what their situation is at EPA. It's not under the Secretary of State.
Okay.
The law is for people that we are the enforcement mechanism on this, that one needs to get the EPA and then they can do it. On the short term, if somebody comes to the facility, we will renew it without the EPA test.
You will renew it without the test right now?
Yes. Yes.
Now, can I do that over the mail, or do I have to come in through the computer, or do I have to come in for that?
You could do it over online.
Okay, and how do I know that they're going to waive it?
Yeah, I know. He's competing agencies here, Mike. I mean, Dave, you don't sound 100% confident in your answer there, sir.
Well, you know, I'm in a situation there that this is how we've been dealing with it. And, you know, we have a difference of opinion with EPA. I don't know what you do, though, for people that aren't able to get through to EPA. If the offices are closed, how can you make that a requirement, you know, of the sticker?
Yeah, we need to talk.
Everybody's
to the EPA.
Got to get them for I know that. Every vehicle every year.
Your agency is charged with that, and yet it's actually not your agency. So we've run into this conundrum before. I have hundreds of phone calls and questions for you, and not the time to deal with them all today. Every time you come on, this is exactly what happens, Dave. So let's do this. We will select the questions we're getting the most of, and why don't you jump on with us today? It's Tuesday, maybe Thursday or Friday of this week. We'll revisit some of the more common questions and let you give the answers, okay?
Absolutely, John.
All right, Dave. Stay well. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you. And again, Happy New Year to the listeners.
Yes.